Good evening, everybody. So we have in the beginning of this week's Parsha, finally the Mishkan is complete, all the Kelim are made, and we have the Chanukas HaMishkan in the opening Prakim and the opening Psukim of this week's Parsha. So one of the things that happens over there is Aaron HaKohen and his children are told to offer certain very specific Karbanos. Says the Pasuk in the beginning of the Parsha, Vayomer El Aaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to tell Aaron, Kach Lecha Egel Ben Bakar Lechatos, I want you to take an Egel Ben Bakar Lechatos, which means a young calf. Va'ayla Olas Mimim V'Hakriv L'Fnei Hashem. So I want you to bring a Chatos and an Ola, and there's a whole discussion in the Mepharshim, why a Chatos and why an Ola. But that's clear, the Pasuk says, Aaron had to bring an Egel Lechatos and an Ayla Ola. Rashi over there writes, why did he bring an Egel Lechatos? Says Rashi, Lehodialo. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Aaron Bedavka to bring an Egel Lechatos to tell him Shemechaper Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Egel? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that, yes, you made a mistake a couple of years ago with the Chet HaEgel. Yes, you made Klal Yisrael fall into a grave mistake. And it was the biggest mistake ever, as the Gemara tells us. Every single generation is still paying for that terrible mistake that they made. Yet Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him over here, Bedavka, to bring an Egel to show him that he was getting a kapara for the original mistake that he made with the Chet HaEgel. So the problem is that we know, let's say for example, we know that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear big days of when he does the Avodah on Yom Kippur. We know there's very extensive sugyas in Yuma about changing from the big day Lavan back to the big days of and back and forth, but basically when he does the Avodah Lefnai V'Lefnim, he is not allowed to wear the big days of. Why not? So we'll get to that in a minute, but that's something that's considered a very serious aver. In fact, the Menchas Chinuch says that if a Kohen Gadol does the Avodah Lefnai V'Lefnim while he's wearing the big days of, the Avodah is pasul even b'diyeved. It's possible even with the Evid, and the Menchas Chinuch says that he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. So this is not a joke. This is a real thing. This is a real halacha. He's not allowed to wear big days of. So why not? So the Yerushalmi says in Yuma that the reason why the Kohen Gadol has to wear big day lavan is because that it has to be kesheirus shalmaila. The avoda that the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur has to be the same way that avoda, so to speak, is done in shamayim. How is avoda done in shamayim? Zok the Yerushalmi. Just like the Malachim, so to speak, they wear white clothing. So too says the Yerushalmi, Kach Sheirus Shalmata. So too the Kohen Gadol, when he's going Lefnai V'Lefnim on Yom Kippur to act as a Malach, he should also only go in when he's wearing white clothing, the Big Day Lavan. That's what the Yerushalmi says. But the more famous reason why the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear Big Day Zav is because En Kateger Nasa Saneger. Why? Because when it came to the Egel, everyone threw in love, everyone offered to give all of their jewelry that was made from Zav in order to violate the Aveira. So over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger, it's not right to use the same material, to use the same Zav now for a Dvar Mitzvah. So that's why the Kohen Gadol was not allowed to wear the big day when he did the Avodah Lefnai V'Lefnim. So the problem is, as the Arachayim HaKadosh asks on our Parsha, the Chida asks it, the Maharal Miprag and the Gur Arya on Chumash, everyone asks the same Kasha, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and tell Aaron HaKohen over here, Kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatos. I want you to take bedafka an egel, as Rashi says. The reason why Aaron was told to consecrate the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, with an egel was because it was a kapara on the egel azov. What do you mean? Enka tegas as an egel. The very same person who you tell not to wear big days of lefnai v'lefnim because enka tegar nas as an egel, how do you tell him over here he should go ahead and bring an egel, which is reminding a person, which is reminiscent of the egel azov, which they violated just a few short years before? That's the kasha that many achronim ask on this week's parsha. So one could have been mechalik. Some want to say the following idea. When it comes to the big days of, Aaron HaKohen is going to do avodah inside the Lefnai V'Lefnim on Yom Kippur. When it comes to that, I shouldn't take the Zav because that's going to remind us of the original Egel HaZav, the original mistake that we made many years ago. However, when it comes to our parsha, when we're talking about Kach Lecha Egel Ben Bakar Lechatos, what are you doing with that Egel? You're destroying it. You're burning it. You're being Makrivit Al Gami HaMizbech. You're killing it. So some Mefarshim want to explain, no, that's not in Kateger Nasa Sanegar. I'm taking the Kateger, I'm taking the bad guy, and I'm ruining him, I'm burning him, I'm shefting him. So over there, some Mefarshim want to suggest that perhaps we wouldn't say the rule of En Kateger Nasa Sanegar in such a case, because in fact, I'm not taking it. Adarabba.
And it's an Ola.
Right, it's even better. I mean, it's not really an Ola. It says, Kach Egel Ben Bakar Lechatos. The Egel was the Chatos. So you can eat from it, but Lamaisa, we're shechting it, we're getting rid of it. So it's symbolic. So that's what he's saying. It's symbolic as if we want to forget the Aveir of the past. That's what some want to say. Not such a good pshat. Not such a good pshat for number one, the reason that you're saying that the chatas was eaten. So it would have been better if that would have been the ola. But second of all, and much more fundamentally, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah seems to say very clearly a whole different answer. The Gemara, when it talks about the din of Enka Tegar Nasa Sanegar, when the Gemara there is talking about what kind of shofar you're allowed to use. So over there, the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav as follows. The bottom line of the whole sugya is, just sum it up in one line, that anytime you're doing avoda lefnai velefnim, that is where we have a kpeda, that's where we say that you're not allowed to have a kateger being nasa saneger. But when you have avoda schutz, for example on Yom Kippur, there are two different types of avoda that are done. Some avodas the Kohen Gadol goes lefnai velefnim, some avodas he does bachutz, mi bachutz. Not everything is supposed to be done in the inner sanctums of the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. So therefore the Gemara comes to the conclusion that when we're doing avoda schutz, then we don't say ein kateger nasa saneger. We're not so careful. When you're going lefnai velefnim, when you're doing something inside, in the inner sanctums of the Beis HaMikdash, that's when we have a problem. So if you learn like that, Pasha to Gemara, then the whole kasha doesn't get off the ground. What are we talking about over here? Kach lecha, egel bambakar lechatos, v'ayla ola tmimim. That wasn't done lefnai velefnim. That was a regular carbon brought on the regular Mizbeach HaChitzon. So since it was done on the regular Mizbeach HaChitzon, we follow the same rule that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav. Anytime you have avodas chutz, that would not be a problem to do that with a kateger. That's what the Gemara says, and that's what we can assume over here as well. Just parenthetically, I want to point out something very interesting. The Pasuk does say in Parshas Bereishis, after Adam and Chava make their big mistake with the Eitz Hadas, so the Pasuk says, Vayisfru Ali Te'ena Vayasu Lehem Chagura. So the way we normally explain it is, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes for them clothing, and it used to be that there was no issue walking around without clothing in the world. Nobody was embarrassed. No one had busha. But now that they were over on the aver of the Eitz Hadas, whatever happened, their eyes opened up, however you want to explain that, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they had to have clothing. Says Rashi, why were the clothing made bidavka from the Ale Te'ena? Couldn't find anything else to make clothing out of. Why don't you take an animal and make some skin? Take the skin and make a cloth out of it, make a coat out of it, whatever it is. Why do you take the Ale Te'ena and sew them together to make a beged? Says Rashi, Hu ha'eitz she'achlu mimenu? Because there's a whole machlokes in the Gemara, what was the Eitz Hadas? So some say that the Eitz Hadas consisted of a te'ena tree. Bedavar sh'neskalkalu bo niskanu. Says Rashi, the very item, the very material that they were over the Avera, they were over the Avera, the Eitz Hadas, by eating a te'ena. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back now and he says, you know how you're going to get a kapara? We're going to make you clothing out of that very tree that you were violating the Isser with as well. We're going to make you a coat made from the te'ena branches. So the question is, don't we have this call of Enka Teger Nasa Saneger? So what's going on? Sometimes Rashi invokes the principle of Bedavrish and Eskalkulu Bo Niskanu. The best way to get a kapara for what you've done wrong is to take that very item and be Mekadosh it. You made a mistake with the Eitz Hadas, now we're going to turn around and make a veget out of it. On the other hand, sometimes we find Enka Teger Nasa Saneger. Although you made a mistake with the Zav by giving it to the Egel HaZav, you shouldn't go ahead and wear it as Big De Kuhuna on Yom Kippur. So when do we invoke which principle? How do we know where to draw the line? That's the big kasha that some Mefarshim ask on that Rashi in Parshas Bereishis. So I saw a beautiful insight, I'll derech HaMachshava a little bit, from Reb Simcha Zisel Brody, a very beautiful insight that he shared about this question, and he said that perhaps the difference is as follows. When you have a Kohen Gadol going to beg on behalf of Klal Yisrael, you have a Kohen Gadol going in and asking for refuah, he's asking for a Shana Tova, he's asking for everything for Klal Yisrael, he's going to be mispalel, then we don't want to take any chances. Then we say, Enka Teger Nasa Saneger, don't get involved. Don't remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the mistakes that we've made. You're trying to ask for his forgiveness, you're trying to ask that he should be merachim on us, you don't want to remind him of the mistakes that we made as well. However, what's going on by this Eitz Hadas? Over here, they were wearing clothing. Says Rav Simcha Zisel, perhaps you can suggest, the Pasuk says, V'chatasi negdi summit. It's very healthy for a person to always remind himself when he's dealing with his own personal reflection on everything he's done in his life. The best way to live is to always remind ourselves that we have shortcomings, that we have failures, that we make mistakes, that we do things wrong. And we need to constantly do tshuva for those mistakes that we do and constantly keep ourselves on guard not to over those mistakes again, not to violate those problems that we violated the first time. Therefore, it suggests from Simcha Zisel, perhaps in this context, when we're talking about Adam and Chava themselves, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's trying to figure out what should they wear in order to make up for the mistake that they made, there's no better material to choose than the Ale Te'ena themselves. This way they're going to walk around for the rest of their lives, and they'll always remember We violated the Eitz Hadas. We violated that tremendous Aveira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us not to do. This is going to serve for them as the best reminder possible that they should never violate an Aveira again. Masha Enke, when it comes to other situations, when a Kohen Gadol is going to offer a tefillah on behalf of Klal Yisrael, then we try our best not to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of any shortcomings that we might have, because we want his complete Rachmanus. That's the suggestion that Reb Simcha Zissel gives to answer this question. Others want to suggest, nothing to do with Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger, others want to suggest that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to all the trees to figure out what was going to serve as the clothing for Adam and Chava, so all the trees said, hey, these Bali Aver, get away from me. I don't want to be made as a cloth for them. I don't want to be involved with them at all. I was put onto this world, I was Kadosh Vitar, who wants to be now clinging to a Bali Aver? I don't want to have anything to do with Adam and Chava. Therefore, there was no choice but to go to the Te'ena tree. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no other choice but to take from the Te'ena tree itself and say, hey, you were the ones who were involved in this Aver in the first place. You're the ones who are going to have to get him out of the pickle as well. That's what others suggest in order to answer up this kasha. But Reb Simcha Zissel's answer is something that's really a beautiful Dvar Musar. Either way, we mention... That's the kasha. That's the kasha. Okay, so it's a big machlokes. Rashi on Chumash seems to suggest not like that. Rashi says that it was a Te'ena tree, and therefore they bedavka took from the Te'ena tree. Anyway, we mentioned the difference that the Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav between Avodas Pnim and Avodas Chutz. The only time we say there's a concern of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger is when we're dealing with Avodah that's done Lefnai V'Lefnim. But when it's something that's not done Lefnai V'Lefnim, then we assume Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger does not apply. The problem with this is that we have in just a few weeks, we'll have Parshas Chukas. So we learn in Parshas Chukas and we're going to read it as well before, what was that?
Parshas Parah.
Parshas Parah, right? So we're going to read it before Pesach. We talk about being Metar ourselves with the Parah Aduma. So when we discuss that, the Pasuk says over there that this mitzvah of Parah Aduma was said bedavka to Elazar and not to Aaron HaKohen. Why? So Rashi over there explains that the reason why is because Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. Aaron HaKohen violated the Aveira with the Parah Aduma. I'm sorry, with the Egel Azov, which was a specimen of a Parah. So therefore, we don't give the mitzvah of Parah Aduma to Aaron HaKohen. Rather, we say, give it to Elazar. The Kasha obviously is, if the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Dav Chavav, that the whole principle of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger doesn't apply when we're talking about something that's Mibachutz. So Parah Aduma is not done inside of the Beis HaMikdash. Parah Aduma is done Bachutz. It's not one of the Karbanos at all. It's something that's done just for us. So how do you explain that Parsha of Parah Aduma? How do you explain why is it that that was given Bedavka to Elazar because Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger? So to this, the Mefarshim suggest that no. When we're dealing with a situation, let's say the Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger by the big day Zav on Yom Kippur, let's say something like that. Is that the same Zav that Klal Yisrael gave back by the Egel? It's not connected at all. It reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit of the Zav from way back when, but really it's not the same material, it's not the same thing. That Zav from back then is gone and forgotten already. Now we're dealing with new Zav. Yet when it comes to Lefnai V'Lefnim, you're in a highly sensitive place. You're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When you're in a highly sensitive place, then we have a heightened sensitivity as well for other things too. And therefore, when it comes to that, we won't even use anything that reminds us remotely of anything that had to do with an Aveira, even if it's not the same Chepza itself. Even if that Zav was gone and forgotten, we're going to do our best not to remind anyone at all of that terrible thing that happened so many years ago. But when we're dealing with Avodas Chutz, when we're dealing with not such heightened sensitivity, you're not Lefnai V'Lefnim. So then we can calm down, we can tone it down, and we don't say that you can't do anything that reminds anybody of an Aveira that was ever done in the past. However, say the Achronim, that's one halacha of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. But let's say you are the Baal Aveira yourself. Let's say you are the one. It's not that it reminds us of something else. You are the one yourself who violated something. For example, Aaron HaKohen himself violated the Chet HaEgel. So Aaron HaKohen's own two hands can come now. He is the Baal Aveira. It's not appropriate for him to come now with the Parah Aduma and do that himself. Yes, it's Avodas Chutz, but Avodas Chutz, if it's the Baal Aveira himself, he shouldn't be doing something that he himself violated just a couple of years earlier. So that's why when it comes to Parah Aduma, we assume that although it's Avodas Chutz, but still, since it was Aaron HaKohen who violated the Aveira on some level, on his Heilig Madrega, but he violated the Aveira of the Chet HaEgel, therefore we say he should not be involved in the Parah Aduma. And this is also the reason...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but here only one kohen was going to do it, the parah adumah. So when there's one kohen that we're singling out to do,
not let him do the avoda in the base of mikdash all the time whenever parah is involved. I'm sorry.
Meaning it could be he handed it off to his children. Could be handed off. If some sefer, in fact, on last week's parsha points out that if you look through the whole parsha's Vayikra, Aaron HaKohen's name is never mentioned. Only Elazar, V'Yisamar, only B'nai Aaron. Aaron HaKohen's name is never mentioned. Why not? So the Chassam Sofer points out in Chumash in the Taras Moshe, the Chassam Sofer says the reason why is because it was a mitzvah she'afshar lasas ha'idei acherim. All the other karbanos, Aaron HaKohen said, I'm sitting and learning in the Kailal, I'm sitting and learning in Yeshiva, why do I have to go and waste my time being makiv karbanos? My children will do it. They're not learning as shtak as I am. They're happy, they're excited to do the Avodah, but now, Aaron HaKohen, when it comes to one mitzvah, when the Parah Aduma is only done by one kohen, so we should have been mechabin the biggest kohen, we should have told Aaron HaKohen himself to do it. To there, says Rashi, no, because Enka Teger Nasa Sanegar, since Aaron was involved in the Chet HaEgel. Similarly, this is also the reason why we say kohen Shaharagas HaNefesh, a kohen who unfortunately kills somebody, whether it's B'mezid, B'shogig, is a whole discussion, so the halacha is Lo Yises Kapav, he's not allowed to duchen. Why? So some say because Ein Kateger Nasa Sanegar. What do you mean Ein Kateger Nasa Sanegar? It's Avodas Chutz. We don't do that in the Beis HaMikdash. We do it in Shul. Answer is no, because those same hands that were used to murder somebody, those same hands should not be used to go ahead and offer a bracha later on. That's the same shot as by Aaron HaKohen. And third, we find this also. The Yerushalmi says, commenting on the Gemara in Sukkah, it says, Lulav HaGazel VaYavesh is Pasul. Why are you not allowed to use a Lulav HaGazel? Because you need Lachem. The Yerushalmi says, no. The reason why you can't use a Lulav HaGazel is because Ein Kateger Nasa Sanegar. I don't take the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not Avodas Pnim, so why is it Asur? The answer is because that is the Chefza Shel Aveira. I stole this lulav, and I can't use the stolen lulav itself, even if it's Avodas Chutz. I'm not allowed to use that to offer my mitzvah later on. So this is basically what they say to answer up the kasha from our parsha as well. How was it that Aaron HaKohen was Mitzuveh to bring an Egel Ben Bakar Lachatos? It's Ein Kateger Nasa Sanegar. It's going to remind us of the Egel Hazav, the terrible Avera. The answer has to be that that's only by Avodas Pnim, but when it comes to Avodas Chutz, we're not generally makbid on Ein Kateger Nasa Sanegar unless you have these exceptional cases, which are the Baal Avera himself, or the Lulav HaGazel itself, the Chetzah Shalisser. That is when we're going to be more careful and say Ein Kateger Nasa Sanegar, even Mibachutz. Wish everyone a wonderful